Coronavirus pandemic has hit many organizations hard, and its suddenness has struck the Salisbury Community Players. They now plan to offer up some outdoor productions with the appropriate social distancing. We caught up with Shelby Thompson, chair of the production committee and a lead performer in musicals, to talk about what the future holds.
When COVID happened, we were well into production of a play called Senior Follies. It was cast. The cast was nearly off book. Rehearsals were finishing up. And then COVID happened and our venues were lost, and we obviously had to shut everything down very quickly. And then at that point, not knowing how long this was going to last, that ended up us canceling our June musical, which was Kiss Me, Kate, and most recently our fall musical, which was supposed to be Cabaret in November. So sometime around June, we were like, this doesn't seem to be ending soon. We're not making any money. What can we do in the meantime to get our people back to acting and keep our name out in the community and just, you know, do something safely to bring art to the Salisbury area? And we have this massive back lot behind our building on Nutter's Cross Road. And we've always joked about having like Shakespeare in the Park or doing certain events out there. And this just kind of happened to be a blessing in disguise, almost, that it's given us the opportunity to use our space and create something new.
So I understand that particularly for musicals, I mean, you spend thousands of dollars getting rights and so on to perform them months in advance. What kind of toll has this taken on you guys?
Well, luckily, we were able to get all of our money back for the rights we had already purchased. But yeah, financially, it takes a lot more to run a community theater than I think most people think it does.
Explain that.
Rights are a big thing. It costs, you know, thousands of dollars to secure the rights from these companies in order for us to put on the shows. We also have to pay for venues, set pieces, costumes, and all of our members are volunteers. So it takes a lot out of us as well, but we do it because we love to do it.
By the way, what kinds of people participate in acting? I mean, I know that they come actually from various professions that you might not ordinarily think of in terms of acting as opposed to what they do in real life for a living.
Yeah, we have people who work at the hospital. We have people who are teachers and real estate agents and salespeople, students a lot. We're getting a lot more of a younger crowd, which is nice. But these are just people who, you know, have their everyday lives but enjoy acting as a hobby. And this Community Players is a great outlet to do that.
So now you have obviously the back lot that is the lawn, but are you pursuing other avenues to get something out? I think I saw something about the Youth and Civic Center.
As of right now, our back lot is our only alternative. We did look into the Civic Center, but decided against it for a couple of different features. In the future, we're looking to turn our inside Nutter's Cross space into a performing arts center, which is something else we've talked about. But there's a lot involved in zoning in order to become a performance space. So that won't happen anytime in the immediate future. But that's a long-term goal for us, to be able to perform in our current rehearsal space.
In our next segment, we talk with Thompson about the importance of local companies like the Salisbury Community Players. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.